flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
One thing I don't love is hearing reports about situations that negatively impact kids. I don't know if you all saw this, but there was a report that recently came out. I follow WTTW News in Chicago, and it said 75%, two-thirds of young children in Chicago are exposed to dangerous lead levels in their water. That's 129,000 kids under the age of 6 who live on those blocks with that contaminated water. You would think in the year of our Lord 2024, in these great United States of America in which we live, that children would be able to drink water that is not contaminated. And we know, we've seen the stories about how lead impacts children, whether you get it into their system through the drinking water or there's lead paint in the home, it could have adverse impact on our young people, especially children under 6. Everything is still developing. Everything is at risk. And so when I found out about a new program, well, it's not new to the people who do the program, but I just found out about it. It's a lead program where Hennepin County, if you listen in Hennepin County, I need you to listen up. If you know somebody who lives in Hennepin County, I need you to call them and tell them to listen up, because they have a program that provides funding for you to get the lead paint out of your home. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes. If there's lead in your home, in the windows, in the paint, in the doors, and you live in Hennepin County, you do not have to pay for it to get removed. Okay, Shaletta, this sounds like a pipe dream, because I've been seeing the cracks in the paint, and I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to do it. I don't have that kind of money. I'm getting ready to get my tax rebate. I was going to get caught up on a few bills, and I did not want to use that money to replace the windows in my home, but I want my grandchildren to be safe. Well, you know what? We're going to tell you all about a program that can help you do that. You can keep your money in your pocket. They're going to pay for it and even pay for you to go somewhere and stay while the work is being done. I want to bring on the show Zoa Powell. She's the senior planning analyst with Hennepin County CDC lead program. She is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Zoa, thank you so much for being on the show.
Hi, Shaletta. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, I'm already getting text messages that say, okay, what's the catch? How does this program work? What do you need to do? You know, people don't believe that there is actually a grant, $15,000 that you can use to get the lead out of the home. So talk to me a little bit for anybody who's hearing about the program for the first time.
Yeah, so anybody in Hennepin County, not only our county, but some of the metro county, including Ramsey County and Minneapolis, have similar program like ours for this lead removals. And so for Hennepin County, if you live here and you are a resident, you can either be a renter or a homeowner. And if you live in a house that is built before 1978, you know, and you have children coming by to visit you or lived in your home, there is an income qualification for this, but at the same time, if you're worried about it, that's what we're here for. We're here to help you find these lead paints and remove these lead hazards from your home.
Now, where does the money to do the lead removal work come from? Is this a grant? Is this, where is that money coming from? That's what somebody wants to know.
Yes. So the money is funded through the Urban Housing, the Federal Urban Housing and Development program, which is to remove lead hazard from homes. And so we were funded since 2004. And since then, we have done over 4,000 lead risk assessment, meaning we go in and take a look at your house. And then on top of that, we have worked on over 2,000 homes to fix these lead hazards. And the good news is we were funded again last year for another $8 million for the next 5 years. So we have money that we can help you with it.
And now,
great.
Go ahead.
I was going to say that the great thing is that each household that we do find that there is lead in there, there is that grant that is free money up to $15,000 to help fix these lead hazards.
And I imagine folks think, you know what, I don't think there's lead in my home. I'm not sure. This may not pertain to me. I may not qualify. How do people know if there's lead or not in their homes? Because this is the thing. The kids are going to school. They're out and about. But they spend a majority of their time in homes, at home, with the parents, with the grandparents, right? With an aunt or an uncle. And in this case, you know, you were telling me that, you know, you could have a daycare, a home daycare that will qualify. And so how do people know, or if they suspect that there is lead paint in their home? How do you know?
Yeah. So one other thing is, if you don't even know when your home is built, Hennepin County, our website called the Hennepin County Property Tax website, can tell you. You just put in your number, the number to your house, and the street that you live on, and it will tell you when your house is built. That's the first thing that you want to look at if you don't know when your house is built. But if you know that your house is built before 1978, there are some few signs that can really tell you if you have leaded paints in there. And one of the sure signs is this: when lead paint, when they deteriorate, that's the most dangerous of it. Is when they deteriorate, they have this alligator skin pattern to them. And on top of that, they also create some pasty, chalky dust residues on them. Mm. One of the main concerns that we are worried about and that we want to always replace is olden wooden painted windows. And these are painted windows because lead hazard really they get inside your body is through lead dust. And lead dust is created from of these windows going up and down. And lead dust is everywhere. You don't see it. And now here you are touching it, inhaling it, digesting it into your body. And so those are like the main three things that I wanted to really talk about is the lead paint on there and especially the windows, because that's where it's causing, and the doors, anything that caused that friction scraping against each other is causing that.
Now, what should people do if they're interested in taking part in the Hennepin County Lead Program? How can they sign up? Because I'm getting notes right here from Carmen and Jasmine who said, I need to get somebody in my home. I need to check to see if this is lead. I need to take advantage of this $15,000 grant to redo these windows because I got the chalk, I got the dust, I got the scraped up paint.
Yeah, so best thing to do is go to any or your search engine and look up Hennepin County's lead control. From there, there should be a little button that says intake form. All you have to do is fill out that intake form. It comes to us. We will call you. We will have somebody out to your house to check to see where all that lead dust is. And then we, our team, who is specialized and licensed to do this work, to check for those lead risk assessment, check for those lead hazards, will come out, take less than 2 hours to come and test out your whole house, for both interior and exterior. So again, that's the intake form is throughout Hennepin County. Intake form on our website, Hennepin County Lead Control. And but if you, you know, don't have that kind of internet, or you want to call and talk to somebody, the phone number that you can always call us is at 612-543-4182.
Okay, 612-543-4182. Zoopal, thank you so much for being on the show. I know that we are helping so many people. When I read that report about lead in Chicago and found out that you have this program available for Hennepin County residents, I knew that I wanted to have it on so we can keep our people updated about the services and resources that are available in our community. You have a wonderful Saturday. Thank you for joining the show.
Yes, thank you for having me. And I hope residents take advantage of this great program.